We're going to end this hour by considering a simple request from some parents still grieving a year after a loss, still difficult to comprehend.
We know that many people across the country will be thinking of our children and educators, so tragically taken from us, and wondering how to help. We ask that you consider performing an act of kindness or volunteering with a charitable organization in your own local community.
A call for kindness there from Joanne Bacon, mother of a murdered first grader from Newtown, Connecticut, reading a statement from the family victims of the Newtown tragedy. Kindness in remembrance of what happened to them a year ago tomorrow. What does that mean, we wondered, a call for kindness? What does it mean for them, for us? It means something to many of you out there.
Many years ago, in an unexpected act of kindness, a friend, someone I really didn't know very well, pulled me out of a woman's shelter with my child and got me into college and on track. I was told to pay it forward, and years later I did so. I am now the parent of 13 children, all who have gone off to college. I pulled children out of foster care and improved their lives, since my life was so dramatically improved at a very delicate moment in my own life.
This is Judy from Boston. When all at once I was diagnosed with lung cancer, close to bankruptcy, divorcing, becoming a single mom, and caring for elderly parents, many friends and acquaintances provided acts and words of kindness. Sometimes, even just kind and caring words can be an act of kindness that can give one hope and help you to turn a corner.
Thanks to those listeners there. We'd love to hear stories from more of you as well at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Now, certainly no one would argue that more kindness in the world is welcome. It's needed, gratefully encouraged. But what of this impulse from grieving parents to ask for something from all of us, something they feel they need, reaching out 1 year after the killings in Newtown, Connecticut, to be heard? Joining us now, Colin Goddard survived the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting. Colin, welcome.
Great to be with you.
And Megan Sullivan lost her brother Alex in the 2012 Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting. Megan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Can both of you think back a year after the tragedy that happened to you? In your case, Megan, it's much closer than for you, Colin. And understand this impulse of the Newtown parents to reach out to all of us, to ask us to do this simple thing. Megan?
Yeah, I think, you know, I remember just after the amount of cards from, you know, longtime friends or just acquaintances to complete strangers, the cards that, you know, my family received, and how just those alone got us through those really hard nights right at the very beginning. And, you know, then when the anniversary came, you know, me and my parents sat down again, read through those cards, and just those kind words and, you know, sense of comfort, you know, from so many people was so welcome and really nice to be able to look back at that.
Colin Goddard, what do you make of this impulse to reach out, to get somebody to remember, to help, to mobilize people on some level?
I mean, it's a desire the families have to know that they're not alone, you know, to know that there are people out there who are thinking about them. It's an incredible experience when you receive a very heartwritten letter from somebody across the country that you've never met before, talking about, you know, how wonderful your child was, or, you know, how, you know, the experience moved them. And so, you know, having that support from your direct friends and family is critical. And then when it comes from random strangers, from people who you never met before, who have gone above and beyond, it really helps, I think, get you to that next day.
A year after the Virginia Tech shooting, did you want to do something, want to reach out to help people to remember what had happened to you, that you hadn't moved on, even though most of the rest of the country had?
Well, I was in my last year of college. We actually had a long day of events, a variety of events that happened on campus, different ways to express, you know, how you're feeling, you know, candlelight vigils, you know, memorial services. And I had you know, I know that I had met others from other school shootings since then and before then, and they came to Blacksburg to be with us on this day, and it really meant a lot to the people who were there to know that, you know, like I said, there were others who had similar experiences and have your back and are going to be with you, and it was very nice.
Megan, of course, for you, there's nothing that can bring your brother Alex back. How's all that going for you right now?
I think, you know, it's still an everyday process, you know, especially with the holidays coming up. You know, a lot of my memories are, you know, holiday memories are, you know, the four of us, my parents and me and my brother. And, you know, it's hard to kind of move on from there, but, you know, remember at the same time. And, you know, it's creating new memories and creating, you know, a special place for him in, you know, the present moment. And, but also, you know, finding Alex in other people, I think that's what's brought me the most comfort. Hmm.
So even though kindness might have done nothing to prevent the shooter in Aurora or at Virginia Tech or even up in Newtown from doing what they did, you, Megan, are really, you're on board with this impulse from these families. They're really on to something here, as far as you can tell.
Yeah, I mean, it was when I read the news about, you know, what they wanted, it rung very true for me, and being able to, you know, understand that at the end of the day, like, love and kindness and community wins out above all others. And that it will continue to do that as long as we work on it, because it's not something that comes easy. It's a lot easier to, you know, hold hate close to your heart and, you know, anger. It's a lot easier to do that. But if you kind of work towards, you know, love and, you know, compassion for others, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to move you further.
Do you believe that, Colin?
Yeah, absolutely. Something actually very similar happened at Virginia Tech after the shooting. A psychology professor, Dr. Geller, and several of his students came together and started what was called Actively Caring for People, which was a very simple premise of creating those rubber wristbands that you see often made for a variety of things that said Actively Caring for People, and they gave them out to us and many people on campus as possible, and said, when you see somebody out in your life, do an act of kindness for somebody else. Give them this wristband. Tell them why you're giving it to them, and ask them to pay it forward. And, you know, just, you know, acknowledging, you know, when someone gets up out of their bus seat for an older woman, you know, that's when I gave my wristband away, and I told them why, and I said, look, you know, can you please pass this on in your own way? And it's very cool to see those wristbands now come back around, and I've seen them on other people years later. And, you know, how one act of kindness can spread so far is incredible. And I think it does mean even the smallest effort can mean a great deal to somebody.
Our thanks to Colin Goddard, who survived the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting, and also Megan Sullivan, her brother Alex in the 2012 Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting. Share your stories at 877-8-MY-TECH or send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.